With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, replacing Kristi Noem. Final vote was 54-45, with Mullen voting in favor of his own nomination. The only Republican voting against was Kentucky's Rand Paul. Two Democrats voted for the nomination, Martin Heinrich of New Mexico and Pennsylvania's John Fetterman. Investigation continues into the deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday.
The pilot and co-pilot were killed. The impact severed the cockpit and hurled a flight attendant, still secured to her seat, far from the crash site. She survived. An air traffic controller can be heard on airport communications frantically telling the fire truck to stop. Later,
we were dealing with an emergency earlier. I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he can't give specifics on what went wrong.
I've heard the rumor that there was only one controller in the tower, and that's not accurate.
One passenger said the plane hit turbulence on the descent to New York and credited the pilot's reflexes with saving lives. I'm Ed Donahue.
Now, the United States will not strike Iran's power plants for 5 days, extending a Monday deadline.
U.S. President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to allow shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Trump had set a 48-hour deadline for Iran that would have expired at midnight GMT Tuesday. But instead, we've just heard from Trump on his Truth Social platform saying that he's extended it by 5 days because of ongoing discussions between Washington and Tehran.
That is correspondent John Gambrell reporting. So far, though, Iran denying any talks ever took place. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in Bangladesh remain hopeful. Here's Michael Harrington.
The election of a new party in the mostly Muslim nation is sparking hope for greater religious freedom. The victorious Bangladesh Nationalist Party has already announced a new stipend for clergymen and is including Christians for the first time in the country's history. Christian leaders are welcoming the move but say more concrete steps need to be taken. They're urging the new leadership to provide safety and non-discrimination protections, too. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Georgia woman charged with murder after police say she took pills to induce an illegal abortion. Prosecutors decided to move forward. It would be one of the first cases of a woman being charged with terminating a pregnancy in Georgia since it passed a law banning most abortions. Officials say the baby had a beating heart and was struggling to breathe. That child survived about 1 hour after being delivered at a hospital. This is SRN News. More anti-Semitic attacks throughout Britain. Jewish charity ambulances set on fire in North London. International correspondent Charles de la Desma says he reports now that both authorities and ordinary citizens are very upset.
Police officers were called to Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, after receiving reports of ambulances on fire. On Monday morning, Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as a deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack. Talking with the AP, local councillor Peter Zinkin says he's in no doubt that the attack was aimed at the area's large Jewish community.
The distress and anger of the local community, which I represent, as to what has happened, burning ambulances in the middle of the night, is a disgrace.
I'm Charles de la Desma.
More details at srnnews.com.